שנם היי, סיפטס דיין. גג עבור את המחיס את הבית, ואיזה שאין מחיס את הבית, נקרא את הולמן, אז הרוף ג'ורינג אאוט, off of the roof, so if somebody stands on the roof, does not see the machitzas underneath, but if he looks to the end of the roof, he sees the ear. Ave kamalis, I feel the very rough of hava, even though this roof, the chayy should be a shoot to the upper, it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, it's more than 4x4, but by the fact that the machitzas are covered up by the parts of the roof that are shutting out, negates the machitzas. And the neighbor, now we have a platform with that machitzas. The neighbor, it's the status of a kamalis. Even though we will see later the kamalis is only up to 10 tefachim, just like Rishon Zeram is only up to 10 tefachim, this roof is way above 10 tefachim. That's talking about, you start from the floor, you get 10 tefachim from the ground. But here, the whole kamalis starts up here, a higher level, that can be a kamalis. There are Asherim that say that a kanalis is also sharp to the heat of the kamalis and mala, and they start in front of them, this roof will be above them. Tim chaloi, chosuach loi, minabai, tavishu ziyopet. The window open to the roof, use the roof together with the apartment underneath it, then it's considered a place which is subordinate to the Siyoka and has the status of the Siyoka. The Chenzizim of Ozim in Akwaita, the Yishman of Abba and Kamlis, it's a different structure sticking out of the wall, like a balcony and the like. If they have the dimension of 4x4, they're also Kamlis. Ella in Kain, so in a bicycle head. But if there's a window from the house, that is open to these balconies, and considered also part of the shul. If you die in chayre kamlis, ain't the kamlis. Ela in the dinim, if you go to the rochma. Near the kamlis, if you saw in a family that showed the wall, in that kamlis, the temple is about, there's a house, the backyard is in the valley. So, the wall of the house is facing the kamlis. If someone wants to put something in that hole, you go by the dimensions. It has a dimension of the shul, has a canvas, the wall of the house, and it's going through and through to the canvas that we learned before, that since it's also open to the Rishon Tziyofet, as it says, if you get together canvas, the apostle of the Abba, to Sevis Ela Ad Abba. The rules of the canvas is that it has to be a Rishon that is at least 4x4 talking, and once you decide where the Rishon is, it also is passes only up to 10 talking, just like a Rishon Tziyofet. Mama Sarah, welcome to it. Above 10 tefachim from the kamalis is a mokum tur. There's something, a yav and cholim in mayim ushkina. Rivers and oceans, you measure the height of the kamalis from the top of the water. Don't count it from the bed of the water, but it's from the bed of the lake or the river or the ocean. Count the 10 tefachim from the top of the water. Or if you were to count them, the bed of the lake, river, ocean, in many situations, the water on top of the kamalis is 10 tefachim. So we're mapping, and you have to count 10 from the water. But if you're going to be out of the mind, other serve the other, out of kamalis, you take something out of both of them. So the water that's floating on the water, between the water and 10 tefachim above the water, you take from the kamalis, and you would not be able to take them through the yoga, but if it's not a leiter, the other, how they're walking through. So if you have a boat, which is more than 10 tefachim above the water, the area directly outside the boat is not so. There is no Mokum Tsur in a Kamalus. Therefore, if a pit which is less than 4x4 should be Mokum Tsur in a Kamalus, that is that. If that's 4x4, and it's more than 10 tefachim, and stop on the mother, we should see.